Monday night, or Liyud Gimel Tishrei. We're learning Chodesh Halvavos, we're learning Shaar HaTeshuvah. Not that there's anything left to do after Yom Kippur, but we're in Perek Hamishi, where he is. What? Yeah. We're learning Chodesh Halvavos, Shaar HaTeshuvah, Perek Hamishi. We're on page Reish Chav Beis. In Perek Ravi, he gave the components of Shuvah as he sees them. Charata, Aziva, Vidui, and Kabbalah. And he splits each of the components into five different ways of fulfilling it, five different aspects of it. As we'll see now, on page Reish Chav Beis, the paragraph starts, Vasher Litznoi Ha'azit, like five different aspects to Aziva Sachet. Kamheim Chamisha, because he assigns five to each of the four. So now he goes through five different, I don't know, I'm not sure what word to use, five different aspects of Aziva Sachet, five different ways to make sure that it's complete. That's what it seems to be. It's five, like, maybe five components of each component. Maybe that's the best word, is component. Ha'echad azivas kol ma shehizr Hashem imenu. And that's very, very stranger than it looks. Because he's talking about doing tshuva for one chet, for a chet. And he's saying, therefore, that azivas for a particular chet. And now he's saying azivas chet means that you really have to include in your... It's a klali thing. It's you're going against the will of Hashem. So he's really saying that it's not shayach azivas chet to pick one thing. The truth is, nowadays they say, you know, they say pick one thing because that's all you can handle. So Chagavov really is mitigating against that. He's saying that's not really Aziva Sachet. That's what he's saying. Aziva Sachet means, because he's going, he doesn't go for the superficial stuff. If you remember back to Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, he's going for a deep-rooted tshuva. You're changing your paradigm, like the Rav said in Shabbat Shuvah. So he's saying, like, you're not holding by doing anything against the will of Hashem. It's not particular, like this thing that you're ready to stop this thing, but you're not strong enough to do other things. Maybe you're not strong enough, but mitzad your determination to change your maslul, to change your mahalach hachayim, azivas kol mashiach Hashem imenu. You have to be mentally, it's an aziva of all chet, not just of the one chet you decided to focus on. The truth is, he's talking mitzad the person's mental state. He understands, you know, let's say a person has many, many areas he wants to work on. He's doing tshuva in many areas. So Chagavov understands, like, he's not saying it's worthless unless you work on everything and change everything. That's very, very hard. He's talking, and the mental attitude of Aziva Sachet has to be a determination, at least. Like, you're not going to go against the will of Hashem. That's klali. If you just focus on this, he doesn't speak this out. I am, because I think it's all based on the deep-seated tshuva that he talked about back in Perek Aleph. So you're picking and choosing. You know, so what are you doing? Like, you invite the not. Remember, he said his first sentence, he's very tough in tshuva. The very first sentence in Shaar HaTeshuvah was that it makes sense that it follows kenia, because the primary prerequisite for tshuva is kenia. Now you're bending yourself to Hashem's will. So you say, okay, I'm going to stop biting my nails Shabbos. But that's all I can handle right now. Let's say, I have a list of 10 things. 100 things that I know I do wrong. I'm going to start with, see if you're going to start with that as a methodology, a because you have to start with something. And if you start with everything, you know very well how far you'll get. So that's fine. He's not talking about that. He's talking about, like, I have to be nichna. I have to say, listen, I'm not going to do something else, sir. It's just inconceivable. I have to get my act together and stop. That determination has to be all-encompassing. It's not just this thing wrong, but the other thing, sort of like a gear. You know, a gear becomes a gear. He has to accept everything. The place can talk about that. It's maybe a subtlety, but it's not such a subtlety. The gear has to accept everything. He doesn't know. He has to learn. And maybe he can't even handle everything yet. That's not a pagam in Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the place can say. The Kabbalah has to be total. If his Kabbalah is everything but... everything but covering your hair. The woman says he's a gyaris. Everything but covering your hair. So that's a chisaron in the Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. She is the master, the mistress of her own destiny. She's deciding what she's going to do. You have to be kafuf. So that's why the prerequisite of shuv is kniyah.
If she says not yet.
If she says not yet, then I believe a person would say that's okay. You're makabel, you understand, you're mechuyev to, and you makabel it. You're not mafkia yourself, that not. It's, I understand, and I understand the whole dynamic. You know, like, I might even get punished. I'm not ready to do it yet. I'm not ready. I believe they would accept such a gaze. I believe, I don't know. It's a touchy thing. Ramosha once, I think it's Baal Pat, I don't think it's printed. Such a case. That's why I picked this case. But he said that she became, the case was her connection to Yiddishkeit was in a very modern Orthodox community. So Ramosha said, she probably, you know, we would give it a benefit of the doubt and think that she thinks it's just a chumrah, some crazy chumrah that some ultra-Orthodox do. Because she, you know, so she says, except for that, she doesn't really think you're mechuyev to do it. But you're right. If she says not yet, I think it would be good. Again, I'm focusing on Chayyus Lavov is Azivas Koma Shizra Hashem Imenu. But he's really talking about doing tshuva on one chait. But your mindset has to be, like, I don't care, you know, I know people, if you say you could pick and choose, I think a lot of people, Eisha Torah has a very famous sentence, you know, Judaism is not all or nothing. Now, I think it's misunderstood by a lot of Eisha Torah rabbis. Because of course Judaism is all or nothing. You can't pick and choose. It's not your religion. It's Hashem. I don't know what Reb Noach meant. It means, you know, like what I'm saying now, what you do is not meaningless if you don't do everything. It's not meaningless. Everything you do is great, but in terms of your Kabbalah, like, but it certainly is all or nothing. If you say even one Kal Vachomer is not Mimosha B'Sinai, you're not Bikoris, right? So of course it's all or nothing. Anyway, I believe this is a difficult Chavis Halvav. I believe that's what he means here. You're doing Shiva from one Chet. But your mind, to be not a superficial tshuva, it has to be, your mindset, you have to change your maslul, that you don't decide what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. You're kafuf to Hashem, everything you're kafuf to. Then it's hope that you'll change your ways from this chet. But on kamro, sinu ra, it's klali, you can't, sinu ra, ve'vu tov, Vatzigu Bashar Mishpat, Ulai Yechran Hashem Elokei Tzvoko Sheres Yosef. Vomer Yazav Rosh Darko. I believe his diuk is from the word Darko. Darko, his maslul, his game plan, his path. You have to change your path. Even if you're doing tshuva from one chet, but you have to change your path. The path is everything. It's not you, it's Hashem. Okay, stop here.